Good morning, all you coffee shop members. What a blessing it is to be here this morning amongst you. We are going to be studying the New King James Version in the Bible, Luke chapter 12 and chapter 13. And right before we get started, I'd like to open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and thank you so much for giving us your Son, Jesus, to die for us in our place on the cross. And bless this message, your message, Father, this morning, and be with us all as we learn from it. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 12 and chapter 13 this morning. Now, I'm going to kind of explain things as we go through this, kind of break it down to parts as we go. Starting off in Luke chapter 12. It says, beware of hypocrisy. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor nothing hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light. Whatever you have spoken in the ear, in the inner rooms, will be proclaimed on the housetops. And we need to remember that, you know, the words that we speak, you know, sometimes, whether good or bad, we ought to make sure that we speak them to glorify God in heaven. Jesus teaches the fear of God. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who will kill the body and after that have no more that they can do, but I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. And we need to fear Christ for that very reason. He has that power. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins? And not one of them is forgotten before God, but the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Christ loves us so much. That's why he went to the cross and died for us in our place. Confess Christ before men, and this is so very important that we do this. Also, I say to you, whomever confesses me before men, him, the Son of Man, also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. One of the ways we can do that is totally deny God. Totally deny his existence. You have blasphemed him. Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. I need to have listening ears so we can hear what he tells us. Continuing on the parable of the rich food, as Jesus was speaking about this. Then one from the crowd said to him, teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. But he said to him, man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you? And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness of one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you, and whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. You know, as Christians here, we should lay up treasures in heaven, not on earthly possessions, but what we do for God, you know, give him the treasures so he can store them in heaven. You know, we can be blessed by that, totally blessed. Continuing on, do not worry. Then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you eat, what you shall put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouses nor barns, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? Of which of you, by worrying, can add a cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? That's why we should always trust God to supply our needs. If we trust him and believe that he can do that, he'll do it. We don't have any doubt about that. And do not speak what you should, and do not speak what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys, and where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Continuing on, let your waist be girded and your limbs burning, and yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding feast. And when he returns and knocks, they will open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whose master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat, and will come and serve them. And if it should come in the second watch or in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. And also be ready for his coming. Definitely be ready. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom the master will find doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But the servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, he begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and be drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, in an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion of the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know yet committed things deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required, and to him much has been committed of him, that they will ask the more. Continuing on, Christ brings division. I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. And from now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. Father will be divided against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother. Discern the time. Then he said to the multitudes, whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say a shower is coming, and it is so. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather, and there is. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you not discern time? Make peace with your adversaries. This is so important. Yes, and why? Even of yourselves, do you not judge what is right? When you go with your adversary into the magistrate, make every effort along the way to settle with him, lest he drag you to the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you shall not depart from there till you have paid the very last mite. That is so important, to settle disputes before it gets into something that could cause you to be thrown into jail or get in trouble with the law. Getting ready to start chapter 13 of Luke. Chapter 13 starts with repent or perish. There were present at that season some who told him about the Galatians, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, do you suppose that these Galatians were worse sinners than all other Galatians because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. You know, we have to repent before Jesus Christ, first off, for salvation. At the very first, asking him to forgive us of our sins and to turn our lives around. But we need to likewise repent before him, and we know we do sin, and he will forgive us. We have an awful and powerful and mighty Lord. The parable of the barren fig tree. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of the vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that, you can cut it down. Well, you know what? As Christians, that's what we need to do. Read our scriptures daily so we can learn of Christ and be like, not be like the fig tree. You know, we want to be watered and fertilized in our lives is reading God's word and learning from it. And it's not only for our own edification, but for others when we share Christ. A spirit of infirmity, continuing on. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, who was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and said to the crowd, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath." The Lord then answered to him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whose Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?" And when he said these things, all the adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for the glorious things that were done by him. You can see right there, the Pharisees are so wicked. They wanted to find a way that they could get rid of him, kill him. You know, they didn't like what Jesus was speaking because he was speaking to them, and they knew it. The parable of the mustard seed. Then he said, "What is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and put in his garden, and it grew and became a large tree, and the birds of the air nested in its branches." The parable of the leaven. And again he said, "To what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of wheat till it was all leavened." Continuing on, the next one we'll be talking about, the narrow way. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. And one said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open for us,' and he will answer and say to them, 'I do not know you. Where are you from?' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But I will say, 'I tell you, I do not know you. Where are you from? Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.' There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you and yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west and the north and the south and sit in the kingdom of God. And indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. On that very day, some Pharisees came saying to him, 'Get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you.' And he said to them, 'Go tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following, for I cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem.'" Jesus laments over Jerusalem. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather you together as a hen gathers her blood under her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, and surely I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And that continues the lesson, the two lessons for today. I just want to say, what an awesome God we serve, Jesus Christ. And I am so looking forward to, as well as I know everybody here in the coffee shop, of being in Jesus, being with Jesus, being in his side someday and in his kingdom forever and ever and ever. Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, bless everybody here in the coffee shop. Be with them. Keep them. And help us all to grow every day as better Christians, learning about you. For it's in Christ's name we pray and say thank you. Amen.